Director of Protect Your Care, and he's on the other end of our line. John, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
Before we talk about our top topic, I want to get your take on what you thought of the governor's speech in the State of the State.
Well, you know, like a lot of people, I thought it was like a laundry list of different items that he's concerned about. You know, the thing I'm particularly concerned about, of course, is the healthcare exchange, which he mentioned, but he didn't give it the kind of weight and priority that it deserves, because of all the various policy options available to governor to help rebuild this state's economy and helping small business, setting up the health insurance exchange is by far the most significant piece of legislation that can really help Michigan's economy. And again, even though he mentioned it, he didn't really give it the weight that it deserves, because, you know, the bill passed the Senate and the governor supports it, but the House is sitting on it, and that's a huge mistake. We need to get this thing done. We need to get the exchange set up, because it's going to take a while for the implementation and for setting all the computer connections and all that.
Wonder if the Supreme Court shoots it down.
Well, that's the classic argument by the Republicans, but there have been four Court of Appeals decisions. Three of them have upheld the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act, including the D.C. Court of Appeals, and the majority opinion was authored by two fairly conservative members of the Court of Appeals appointed by George Bush the senior. So I think it's going to be pretty clear that they are going to uphold the constitutionality. And remember, Tony, the issue that is up for debate at the constitutional level isn't about setting up the health insurance exchanges. It's only about the mandate that people are required to buy insurance by 2014. So even if that is struck down, which again, I don't think it will be, that the health insurance exchange portion will be upheld as constitutional, and that is what we're talking about in terms of getting the Republicans to pass this very important piece of legislation at the state level.
Well, John, I'm going to take you to Vegas, because if you can foresee what the Supreme Court's going to do, man, oh, man, let's go to the lottery.
Well, I'm not saying it's 99%, 100% guaranteed, but if you look at the criteria from which the U.S. Supreme Court determines the right of Congress to regulate portions of the economy, you know, there's major precedents have been set throughout the last 50, 75 years, ever since the New Deal. Healthcare controls over 25% of the economy. It crosses, you know, the state lines all over the country. And those are the two primary criteria that determine whether the U.S. Congress has the authority to regulate a certain portion of the economy. So I think it's a fairly decent bet. And I would bet, if I was on Vegas, I would bet and support that the United States Supreme Court will upheld this.
A year ago today, according to a press release that you sent me, Republicans in the United States House of Representatives voted to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Had they been successful in repealing the act, it would have had dire consequences on those who have come to benefit from the important and often life-saving provisions included in the new law. I've got about a minute to let you go for it.
Well, the bottom line is this, is that the law has been in place for 2 years, and we've already seen significant improvements in the health care, in saving money and broadening coverage. 2.5 million young adults between ages 19 to 26 can now remain on their parents' insurance policy, which has given peace of mind to parents knowing that their young adults have health care. This is a tremendous boost and a tremendous change from the previous law, where once a young adult turns 18 or 19, they lose health care coverage unless they buy their own insurance.
All right, policy. John, I've got to get the break. We're going to talk about this more. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.